Michelle?
Yep, this is Michelle. How can I help you?
Michelle, my name is John, and I'm calling from a recorded line. I'm a case intake specialist for the Depo Provera lawsuit. Were
Okay.
you or someone you know diagnosed with a brain tumor after using Depo Provera?
That would be me.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Whoa. Have you gotten an attorney to help you with filing a claim for compensation for damages?
I have not. I have not. I'm assuming that's why I got your call. I know I pushed
Yes.
on to submit a claim because I don't even guess I realized that my daughter sent it to me. And
Okay.
yep.
Michelle, I would like to help you. If you meet the criteria, I will connect you with the firm that we work with. That will happen sometime in the next 24 to 48 hours. They'll personally want to speak to you and confirm that you used Depo-Provera and you were
Okay.
diagnosed with a brain tumor. And then it's okay for them to request medical records on your behalf. And then that'll start the whole process. The intention is to get you a compensation in the form of a settlement for damages by the maker of Depo-Provera, because they've known all along that their product increases the risk of a person developing a brain tumor based on prolonged use. Before I go any further, you have confirmed you don't have an attorney, but are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm? Are you willing to affirm that's true?
I am. Yes,
Okay.
that's true. I
And
have
you
not.
and you're over 18, so you could file a claim for yourself for damages.
Okay. Yes, I
And
am.
okay, and you're a resident and citizen of the United States.
I am.
Okay. And then what would be your best guess or the approximate date of your diagnosis? When were you diagnosed with a brain tumor, a meningioma?
Let's see. That was. Let's see, it would have been the next year, 2000 and 2018.
Do you remember the month and day by any chance?
It was, I believe it was June. I'm sorry, I would have the exact date. I'll just need to look at my doctor's records, but June or
It's okay.
July that year.
You think it was June of 2018?
Yep, June or July,
What
yeah.
I'll do is I'll put June 30th of 2018, just as an approximate date. The
Okay.
intention is just to point the law firm in the right direction where to request medical records. So,
Okay.
all right. And then, what was your age at that time of that diagnosis?
Ooh, so that was, what did I say? That was 18.
Six years ago.
Gosh. I guess 58 or 55. I guess that's right.
And what's your date of birth, please?
10/4/1969.
Oh, you just had a birthday of last month, October 4th, 1969.
That's correct.
Okay, thank you. And do you know any other person that was affected by Depo-Provera, meaning they also were diagnosed with a meningioma?
No, not that
Okay.
I'm aware of.
And it was meningioma that you were diagnosed with?
Yes,
Oh, I'm
yes.
sorry to hear that. And did
I was
you?
real sad though. I had Gamma Knife in
Okay.
April. Yep.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Just to confirm, did you use the brand name product they made by Pfizer?
Which one? What do you mean as far as the depot?
Yeah, the Depo-Provera shot. Was it the brand name
Oh.
from Pfizer?
No, I don't remember. I'll actually have to pull records. I mean, that's been, oh my gosh, that was back in my 20s. And, right, let's see. I'm pregnant with Michael. I was 31, so during my 20s up to right at 30. Yeah.
So, the law firms, in order to participate in this lawsuit, the law firms are actually going after the makers of the brand name, not the generic version. And
Okay.
so, if you're unable to confirm specifically that you used the brand name, you'll have to do some research. Ironically, we do the you would have to do some initial legwork, and I'm sorry to put that burden on your side, but the law firm to request medical records, it's expensive. It could take, cover a long period of time, and
Right.
moreover, They don't mind doing that, but they want to make sure that they invest in the right cases. And given that they're targeting the lawsuit targets specifically the maker, the brand name, which is Pfizer,
Right.
we do need confirmation that you use the brand name rather than the generic version.
Right, okay.
So with that being said, I would like to sign you up, but some additional consideration has to be made. Do you, and I'm trying to figure out if there's any characteristics distinguishing the
Oh,
difference between the
gosh.
generic and brand.
Yeah, I wouldn't, gosh, it's been a long time ago. I mean, I took it, I took it for a long time. But I can actually call the two places that I received them, that I was getting the shots from,
Okay.
and see if I can get the records.
Okay,
So
this is what
I
I'd
can do
like to
that.
do. Is this your cell phone number I'm calling you on? Okay.
It is. It's the only, well, I have a work phone, but this is my preferred contact.
Okay, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to text you my name and phone number.
Okay.
And here, one second here. Okay, so I just sent you a text message, okay?
Okay.
So it's, hi, Michelle. This is John Maurer. It's coming from my office line, which is a 949. I'm in California, in Irvine, California. It's an introduction to myself, as well as an explanation about this lawsuit that is based
Okay.
on studies that connect brain tumors, meningiomas, to Depo-Provera's prolonged use. It
Okay.
also clearly states, please find out if you use the brand name made by Pfizer, okay?
Okay.
Because as I mentioned to you, the law firms are going after the brand name rather than the generic version.
Okay.
I will schedule a call back. Today is, how much time do you think you'll need to do some research?
Probably better get, I mean, I'll try to call here in a few minutes, one of them,
Okay.
and then I'll look up the other office.
Okay.
And I don't know how long it'll take them, but I'll try to get a hold to both of them. I mean, you give me if you want to give me a call. What is this? What is today? Wednesday? I would say
Today's Wednesday.
Friday. How about, let's see,
How
what's
about
next week?
Monday next week? Or a
Yes,
week from
Monday
today?
next week. Yeah,
Okay,
yeah.
we'll do that. Monday of next week. Okay. And just to
Okay.
be before, I want to make sure, did you use the product for at least 1 year before you were diagnosed with a meningioma?
Oh, yeah.
And
Yes.
did you
Oh,
use the
yeah.
product after January of 1992?
Ooh. Let me think. After 1992,
Yeah.
yes.
Okay, good. Okay, so that meets the criteria. We just need to find out if you use the generic version versus the brand name version. The brand name's
Okay.
made by Pfizer. And there's pictures on the internet of what the box looked like. So if you happen to see, if by the way, I don't know if you want to do that. If you look up Depo-Provera, Pfizer, it'll show you a box, a package. And if you recognize that is the package, then that's fine. Because the packages for the generic versions are a little different. Actually, quite a
Okay.
bit different.
Right. Well, I'll go ahead and contact them. Like I said, I mean, I wish I could, I guess I just didn't pay that much attention
It's
to when
okay.
you're getting the shot,
So just to give you an idea, the generic versions won't say Depo-Provera. They'll say things like what the ingredients are, I can barely pronounce this,
Right.
medroxyprogesterone.
Right. But yeah, I'm just gonna call both places and
Okay.
see if they can get the records for me,
Okay.
and then and then I'll just wait for a call back from you, and hopefully I'll have their, if they can email it to me, that'll be great. So if I
Okay.
gotta pick it up, it's close by.
Okay,
Okay.
great. Thank you. Michelle, we'll talk next week, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
You're welcome.
Thank
You take
you.
care. Thank you. Bye.
Bye bye.